Ciao a tutti, sono Bob Sorrentino, The Italian Roots and Genealogy, con I miei ospiti speciali, Letizia Sinisi di Italy Rooting e Antonio Baldacchini di Council del Comune di Penne. Benvenuti.
Benvenuto, ben trovato.
Grazie,
Grazie.
Mr. Sorrentino.
My first question, Antonio, is can you tell us about the area of Abruzzo that you represent?
I represent the municipality of Penne, that is in the province of Pescara in the Abruzzi region. That is an area that is particularly rich in history and natural beauty. This Penne has been very important and it dates back to pre-Roman times, and it was an important center during the Roman period and then also under the Longobard and the Norman rule. During the Renaissance, the city experienced a period of artistic and cultural development with the construction of several churches, and actually there are a lot of churches in Penne, buildings, palaces, and works of art. In Penne is also very rich then in cultural traditions, such as the San Michele, St. Michael's Fair, that is a religious tradition very strongly felt, and the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, that is a religious feast with gastronomic traditions and typical dishes like rosticini that are well known in all the world. Penne is also important as a landmark in the Vestina area, a historical area of Abruzzo that includes several towns and villages. The Vestini were an Italic people, and the area takes the name from specific people in the center of Italy. This region has been inhabited since ancient times and has preserved many unique cultural traditions, as well as its well-known natural beauty with hilly landscapes, very inspirational ones, parks and natural reserves. The Vestina area is also famous for its archaeological sites, for example, such as the Italic Temple. In fact, that was an Italic area of San Salvatore in Monte Silvano, which testifies to the presence of ancient civilizations in that region. In summary, Penne and the Vestina area represent a fascinating combination of history, culture, and natural beauty, attracting visitors interested in exploring the richness of Abruzzo region.
So what is the municipality of Penne doing to guarantee that descendants and travelers feel welcome and live a memorable experience?
So Penne is taking several initiatives to ensure adequate reception for travelers and descendants interested in exploring their roots and rediscovering the local culture. It is also developing a tourism promotion and marketing plan of territorial regeneration involving public and private operators, including the community itself, the community of citizens. The plan includes a year-round hospitality network, cultural itineraries, roots tourism, events, demonstrations, and international collaborations for cultural tourism and producing and production interchanges. So it's a plan that involves culture, travel, and production interchange. And I should add that in Penne there is a hub of smart male clothes. So sto aggiungendo che c'è un hub di eleganza maschile, Penne pure. No? Penne, this, as an administration, we care so that initiatives are sustainable over time and actively involve the citizens and the local community, of which new guests from all over the world have chosen to come and to be inspired by Penne. Thanks also to the clean air that is there, and the relaxation that can be experienced among the narrow streets of the historical center. Those interested in living or investing in Penne can get in touch with us, and Penne would be very welcoming and very very happy to receive and to give more information about that.
How do the Abruzzi people feel when people come from abroad to visit their ancestral homes?
We as Abruzzi people are well known for a say that is strong and kind. We as Abruzzi people, we have the spirit of hospitality in our DNA, so we feel like a family that welcomes as at home those who have the pleasure of returning. We are happy to be able to share the beauty of our land and our authenticity with those who have heard about it through grandparents, through nonni stories, and return to rediscover it, and thus rediscover as a part of themselves. And I am not from Abruzzo, but when I go to Abruzzo, actually, I see this in reality. It's, I experience this strongness and kindness.
So my next question, I think, will be a fun one, because a lot of us Italian Americans, we come for three reasons: culture, visit the hometown, and the food, because our Italian food isn't as good as your Italian food. So can he tell us a little bit about the food and the culture of Abruzzo?
È un argomento che è un argomento questo che mi coglie anche, diciamo, coinvolto personalmente, perché insomma anch'io sono un cultore della genuinità dei cibi abruzzesi, perché cioè, sinceramente vi esalto sempre perché in realtà sono veramente eccezionali. La cucina abruzzese è rinomata per la sua semplicità, autenticità.
Here we have some very, very good food. Abruzzo cuisine is actually renowned for its simplicity, authenticity, and use of fresh, high-quality local ingredients. And we have some specific and peculiar foods that is specifically from Abruzzo. And one, it's not just because it ranks first, but because it's very famous, it's the arrosticini one. The arrosticini is a most famous dish in Abruzzo, generally speaking. And actually, arrosticini are skewers of mutton or sheep, actually, cut into small pieces and skewered on wooden sticks. The arrosticini are then grilled and served with homemade bread and seasonings such as olive oil and chili pepper. On olive oil, something should be said, because actually in the area there are lots of renowned oil, virgin olive oils, that have been recognized, have been certified as being one of the best in Italy. Porchetta abruzzese is a traditional dish popular throughout Italy, but in Abruzzo it has its own special version. It involves pork stuffed with herbs, spices, and garlic, and then slow cooked into tender and succulent soup. It is often served hot on homemade bread. Spaghetti alla chitarra is another, like we can say, signature dish of Abruzzo cuisine. Spaghetti alla chitarra takes its name from the chitarra, that is a traditional tool used to cut pasta. And the pasta is usually topped with sauces made with fresh tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, and sometimes pecorino cheese. In the Teramo area in Abruzzo, there is also meat that is put on spaghetti alla chitarra. It's like pallottine, which are little meatballs. Macaroni alla chitarra is similar to spaghetti alla chitarra, but with a different shape of pasta. Macaroni alla chitarra is often accompanied by meat-based sauces, such as Abruzzese ragù, made with beef or pork, cooked slowly with tomato and seasonings. Cheese is another famous production, and especially in the Penne area, Vestina area, it's full of producers, like in Farindola Pecorino. The pecorino from Farindola is particularly good. I can assure you, I can tell you it's one of the best cheeses I've ever eaten. And particularly then pecorino, the farindola, pecorino abruzzese, and the cheese made from aged sheep's milk with an intense flavor. Other Abruzzo cheeses include Camorza, Caciocavallo, and Ricotta Forte. But there are also desserts, traditional desserts. Among the most popular desserts are Krippelenbusse, which are a thin, tough pancake filled with cheese and then dipped into meal broth. And there are also Celli Ripieni, fried sweets filled with cooked must, chocolate and dried fruit. And another one is pizza fritta, which seems to be a salad, a salted one, but it's a sweet because pizza fritta is a special cake, very a homemade cake, stuffed with chocolate, cream, and liquor.
Sono sottili frittelle di pasta ripiene di formaggio e poi immerse in brodo di carne. Ci sono anche i celli ripieni, sono dolci fritti ripieni di mosto cotto, cioccolato e frutta secca. Poi esiste anche un dolce particolare che si chiama Ematorta, una torta tradizionale con un riempimento a base di cioccolato, crema. È un liquido, insomma, un vermouth di colore rosso, anche questo è un dolce particolare della zona. La cultura culinaria abruzzese riflette la tradizione contadina, sì, molto, e pastorale della regione, con un forte legame con la terra e i prodotti locali. I piatti sono spesso semplici, ma ricchi di sapori intensi, celebrando gli ingredienti freschi e genuini particolari del nostro Abruzzo.
Very simple, but very, very, very good.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, adesso è venuta fame. È venuta fame. Very
So,
good, Sorrentino, very good.
other than visiting their hometowns, what else does Abruzzo offer?
So, Abruzzo, generally speaking, has a valuable natural and cultural resources that we Abruzzese people sometimes are often surprised by. And we discover every day secret places, or we surprise ourselves all the time. In summary, in Abruzzo, there are stimuli and inspirations for all the senses. Or, for example, a peculiarity that we have also in Penne is that the sea and the mountains, you can see them together at a glance. And because we are 15 miles from the sea and some 12 miles from the mountains. So in Penne and in a lot of places in Abruzzo, you can see at the same time the sea and the mountains. So it's something particularly relaxing also for the sight, and you can relax and concentrate. So relaxation and concentration, especially if we think of the stressful times that we live in big cities, in Abruzzo, relaxation and concentration are guaranteed. And it is the real slow that regenerates. So what you can find in Abruzzo is silence and the slow that can regenerate yourself. I want first of all to thank for this interview, for the opportunity of letting you know what we offer here and what we can do. And we are enthusiastic of welcoming all those people that want to come back or to come and visit us. This has definitely been a step to present, to introduce our area to the international world, and we thank you for that. What we want to do is to invite to come back all those who want to feel or refill Abruzzese among Abruzzese, because Abruzzo actually is home. And it's the place where we are waiting with open arms for all those that would like to visit us or even just get more information about what this wonderful territory can offer. So, in summary, if you want to breathe the good and healthy air, if you want to see incredible panoramas, if you want to relax, concentrate and inspire yourself, please come and visit us. This is an invitation to all people that would benefit from that.